Humans are we as we take.
Welcome back to EcoTalk, and we are welcoming to our studios the author of a just-published book, very important, powerful book, about dams. It's called Deep Water, The Epic Struggle Over Dams, Displaced People, and the Environment. And the author of this great piece of work is Jacques Leslie. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Interesting that you're writing about dams. There's a book out about Hetch Hetchy right now, and you're taking a look at some individual stories that took place around the globe, both, you know, man versus nature, man versus man, and the folly of man trying to tame nature. And it comes at a time when we're seeing what happened with the levees, of course, in the Gulf Coast, where, you know, it's really kind of a Faustian bargain. You, on the one hand, get the levees and you get development and prosperity, but, of course, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature too much, and now we're seeing the consequences of that. You have a story about three different people, and you sort of track the good, bad, and ugly of dams through them.
Well, the three of them were all commissioners on something called the World Commission on Dams, and they came from very different points of view. That when they were drawn for the commission, one was considered anti-dam, one in the middle, and one pro-dam. And I chose the most interesting of each commissioner out of in that category, so that the anti-dam person is Mehta Patkar, considered the world's foremost anti-dam activist, a woman in India who has tried to drown herself in rising reservoir waters and has been on hunger strikes of up to 26 days in opposing a huge dam in western India.
Literally tried to drown herself?
That's right. In fact, the section of the book about her deals with my going to see her when she was making an attempt to do that. She'd already tried once, and the water had reached above her neck, and the police grabbed her at the last moment to prevent having the Indian government having to deal with the embarrassment of her death.
That's a heck of a price for making a statement. Was she so depressed from the struggle, or was she actually just willing to sacrifice her life to get attention?
I think she really wanted to give her life and probably still does. She had tried before and may try again. Her hunger strikes put her right on the edge of death. She wanted to embarrass the government so that it would reconsider its zeal for dams.
Well, what did she see that, you know, that is the ultimate price? Her life. She was willing to give her life for this struggle.
Well, this dam displaced, or is in the process of displacing, 200,000 or 300,000 people, maybe more than that. Most of them are indigenous people who'd been in the same region along the river for hundreds of years. Not only were their lives being shattered by being forced to move, but their culture was being shattered along with it. And that's very often the case in dams around the world. There have been 40 to 80 million people who've been displaced by dams.
Bill McKibben, by the way, has a great review of your book in this edition of On Earth, the Natural Resources Defense Council, great publication, and they are our sponsor and environmental partner, so that ties in nicely. And one of the things he said is dams will end up being the relics of the 20th century, along Stalinism and gasoline-powered cars, symbols of the allure of technology and its transience, of the top-down, growth-at-all-costs era of development and international banks, of the delusion that humans are exempt from nature's dominion, of greed and indifference to suffering.
Those are my words.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a quote in there, so yes. Why will these be relics of an era gone by?
Well, we're already learning all the damage that they caused. The United States, which used to be the leading dam-building country in the world, now leads the world in taking them down. And we're slowly letting that lesson pass to the developed world, where there's still a lot of enthusiasm, but they can't last that long. All dams die. And at that point, they become very expensive waterfalls. That's what's going to happen.
I guess your book, among other things, really looks at the upstream and downstream impacts, human impact, human toll on man trying to, again, you know, control nature. And was it innocent, or, you know, is there some nefarious goal here in operation? We just didn't know enough, but now we do, but you say it's still taking place.
Oh, I'd say it's the sin of hubris. When Hoover was built, the Secretary of the Interior declaimed at the dedication, man acclaims his conquest of nature. Well, man doesn't win those battles for very long.
And ultimately, the ecological costs and human costs do catch up with us. When will the lesson about dams really penetrate? Is that starting to happen? Are you starting to see a shift?
Oh, it is starting. And as I say, it started in the United States. That's why we now take more dams down than we build. But in the developing world, they're still being built. People want water and power, and we have to come up with alternate ways of providing those.
You did a lot of traveling to put this book together, and you say it took about 4 years to put together. I believe it. It's a real, you know, comprehensive look, but written through an interesting narrative perspective.
Well, thank you. I did go on about 5 trips to Africa, Australia, and India, loved all of those experiences. Rich, very rich.
Are you surprised at what's happening with the levees, that we're seeing the fallout of, you know, man trying to control where the water flows?
Right. It's the same story. It's the control of nature. The victories are all temporary. Someone I was just reading about, an engineer, said that there are two kinds of levees, those that have already failed and those that will.
And ultimately, humanity will fail if we don't learn our lessons more quickly and, I think, more dramatically.
That's right.
The book is called Deep Water, The Epic Struggle Over Dams, Displaced People, and the Environment. The author is Jacques Leslie. I really encourage you to pick it up. It's a really good study on, some of the mistakes we're making, what we can learn from them, and hopefully people in other countries will pick it up as well. Will it be published in other languages?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Thanks for joining us.
Well,